This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And welcome back to the Pomp and Joe Show. It's a Friday. Jason Mackey, Austin Bechtold in for the guys. Hope you are doing well. We are live at Acrisure Stadium on the UPMC club level. I'm sitting here next to Rock. How you doing? For the Pitt football media luncheon, things are getting underway here. Doors are open. Event starts at 11:30. We saw our good friend Doran Dickerson, who will be giving a keynote address. A lot of things happening here. A lot of excitement pointing toward the beginning of the Pitt football season and college football in general. Good points being made, Rock. We all right? All right. Good stuff. Appreciate it. We'll get to Ray Fittipaldo very briefly. But first, I want to remind you, Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, let's go NFL-wise. Ray Fittipaldo, you heard his music. Ray, the Steelers last night, they beat the Carolina Panthers. I'm not sure if that really changed much on how I think about things. What about you? What was your biggest takeaway from that one?
Well, for me, Jason, just, you know, the Derek Harmon injury. It seems like maybe they're going to dodge a bullet there. We might find out some more information later on today or this weekend, but it doesn't seem like it's going to be a season-ending thing. And then when you look at the reserves behind Derek, if Derek has to go on IR, Lye Black showed up again, and we've been talking about him all summer long. For a fifth-round pick, he's just balled out. So I kind of feel okay about the D-line depth if this is a short-term injury. Now, if it's long-term, then Omar might have to go out and address it, but I actually think they might be okay in the short-term with Lye Black.
Yeah, I was really impressed with Lye Black last night, Ray, and you've been telling us about him for quite a while. Beyond him, though, who are you looking at? Isaiah Loudermilk, Dean Lowry? Like, who else is going to fill out the defensive line if we're looking at week one against the Jets and Harmon isn't playing?
Yeah, I think Loudermilk. You know, Lowry, unfortunately, had to go on IR earlier in camp. You got Logan Lee, who's a second-year guy after getting drafted last year. You got Daniel Equale. So, you know, Equale is the vet of the group. You know, Loudermilk has been around. You think Loudermilk has been okay against the run, you know, this year and in seasons past. The issue with Loudermilk, and I talked to him about this last week, is, you know, he wants to add more splash to his game. He wants to get to the quarterback more. That really hasn't been a part of his game. So if he is indeed on the roster, he's going to be looking to maybe add to his repertoire this year. But, you know, after Black, I think they're solid. I think they'll be okay, but they don't really have any dominant guys who are going to step forth other than Black. And I don't know if Black is going to do that, but I think we all see he has the potential to do that.
Pomp and Joe Show, Jason Mackey filling in for the guys. Right now we're talking to Ray Fittipaldo from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Ray, of course, is brought to you by the Western PA Injury Attorneys of LGKG, serving as your home team for over 90 years, lgkg.com. Ray, we saw Scotty Miller have a really good game last night. He's looked outstanding this preseason. I think the general assumption is that he makes the team, but what is his role going to look like, do you think?
Yeah, that's really interesting with Calvin Austin kind of up in the air right now. Is he going to go to IR, or is he going to be back in 2 weeks for that Jets game? He hasn't really done anything in 3 weeks. Listen, if Calvin Austin can't go in that opener, then I think you're looking at Roman Wilson being the number two and Scotty Miller being the number three, and he's never really been in that position. He certainly wasn't in that position last year, Jason. He was up and down, dressing, not dressing. Even when he did dress, he wasn't targeted much. Now, I think that might change with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. They seem to have developed a nice rapport. So that certainly could change this year. But, if he's on the 53, and I think he definitely is, if Calvin Austin is on IR, I think his role is going to grow and be expanded.
Yeah, so two gut feel questions about that, Ray. I mean, number one, I know we have no way of knowing, and there's some time between now and the Jets game, but do you see Calvin Austin III going on IR? And also, what does that mean for any sort of implications about adding another wide receiver into the group?
You know, Calvin was practicing with pads on this week before the Carolina game, but he wasn't doing any team stuff. So more individual work. It seems like he's still a little bit away from maybe getting back to full teamwork. Now, if he could do a little bit more in the next couple of days, and then again the game week, and they feel comfortable putting him out there, I think that might be a possibility. So I'm not entirely sure about IR and Calvin Austin. I think he's got a chance to play in the open. Now, as far as them going out and getting a guy, if he does go on IR, yeah, that would be something they would definitely have to look at either via a trade or scouring the waiver wire to see who else drops a veteran receiver. So we'll find out here in about a week or so, but they are scheduled to practice tomorrow and Sunday, so we might get a little bit more info this weekend.
Ray, Mason Rudolph throws an interception last night, probably one he would want back. I think that kind of squares with the interception that he threw at Acrisure Stadium against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Just not a great read. Any concern on your end with what Mason has done in the preseason, or is it just preseason, move on, not care?
Yeah, I mean, my gut says just move on, but, there's no doubt that Skylar Thompson outplayed him. You look at the stats and the eye test, I mean, Skylar was really good. You know, I was listening to Mike Tomlin talk yesterday, and, you know, he brought up what happened, I think it was 2018 or 2019. They had no plans on trading Josh Dobbs, but somebody had a need, and they turned around and they got a fifth-round pick for Josh Dobbs. So, you know, Arthur Smith called this quarterback room deep earlier this week when he was talking about that group. So if someone wants to come after a Skylar Thompson or a Mason Rudolph, maybe the Steelers would listen. But they would only listen, I think, if they knew Will Howard was going to come back and be able to be their number three early in the season.
Yeah, Skylar Thompson's been really impressive, man. I like his guts, his poise, taking shots downfield. Been very high on him. I want to ask you, though, about another quarterback, Ray, the one that's actually going to play. Ben Roethlisberger had some interesting comments recently talking about Aaron Rodgers, DK Metcalf, the connection. Are you with Big Ben? Do you think this could be really an elite connection, or is it just kind of, preseason fluff, excitement, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I mean, Ben was out there at the joint practice, so I think with Ben, I think he's talking to people inside that building rather than seeing it on the practice field. Now, you know, what we saw on the practice field, I thought it got better as the summer went on, but it wasn't really consistent early on, and I think it's just been like a slow and steady pace, getting better, getting better, getting better. Hopefully by the time the regular season gets here, they are actually hitting the ground running. So do I have confidence it could work out that way? Yeah, it could, but we didn't see them in any games together. So I do think it might take a little bit of time. But just overall, Jason, above and beyond DK Metcalf, you got Freiermuth, you got Jonnu Smith, Roman Wilson looks like he's going to be able to contribute. So right there, Austin. Right there, you got four or five guys who you could probably count on. It's just that the resumes aren't terribly long for Wilson and Austin, and I think that's probably the worry when Mike Tomlin and Arthur Smith sit down to discuss this later on this weekend.
Pomp and Joe Show, we're chatting with Ray Fittipaldo from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. You can follow Ray on Twitter or X at RayFit1. You can also read his stuff, of course, at post-gazette.com. So, Ray, I'm intrigued by the Cam Hayward stuff now that we're through the preseason games. Not that I expected Cam Hayward to play in the preseason, but what happens now with him? Do they need to, you know, figure out the contract stuff? Is he going to get it back to practice? Obviously, he has to get on the field at some point. What's next in the Cam Hayward situation?
He's got a little bit more leverage now, doesn't he, considering what happened last night?
Yes, he does. He most certainly does.
So if the Steelers weren't budging, maybe, you know, maybe they're going to budge a little bit now. You know, the next week, Jason, I think they're scheduled to practice Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then they got that NFL-mandated four-day weekend before game week. So, you know, these practices aren't going to be regular training camp practices. They might be more walkthroughs. They, you know, I doubt they'll even go in pads any of those days. It's more, you know, prep for the Jets, getting a head start on that. So we'll be able to tell if he's out there. If he's out there on team, I think that's a good sign. But just knowing the way the Steelers do business and just knowing the history with Cam, you know, there was that situation in the COVID year 2020. I don't think he signed until that Tuesday or Wednesday of game week. So, you know, I think he's willing to take it down to the wire. We know the Steelers are willing to take it down to the wire. So that might not happen until game week. And, you know, we'll get some clarity on it at that point.
Ray, some talk about the running game. I was not terribly impressed with Jaylen Warren last night. I know it was just a couple carries and, you know, he fumbled and whatever. I'm not going to, you know, freak out about it. But where are you on the running game, progress made, what the offensive line has done? You know, preseason nothing, or is a storyline that we should be potentially worried about?
Well, I'm not terribly confident, and there's no reason to be after watching the preseason. I suppose it was a little bit better last night, but, I mean, penalties. You know, they had some decent runs, but then penalties called them back. So, I mean, that's part of it. You know, Pat Freiermuth has to get his hands inside there. He can't be holding on the shoulder pads there. And that comes with him playing for the first time, right? Like Jaylen Warren fumbling. That comes with playing for the first time. So I guess in that way, it was good that those guys were able to knock a little bit of a rust off and, you know, they'll have time to get ready for the season. But wasn't really impressed with the starting offense at all last night. Hopefully it's much better for the season, but I got a feeling they're going to be in some low-scoring games here early until that offense can come around and get a little bit more consistent.
Ray Fittipaldo, thanks so much, Ray. Appreciate it as always.
All right, Jason. See you.
All right, take care. Check out Ray's work at post-gazette.com. Follow him on Twitter or X at RayFit1.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Always a pleasure. Good to talk a little Steelers and break down last night's victory to conclude the preseason. Jason Mackey filling in for Pomp and Joe. We are live here at Acrisure Stadium, the UPMC Club on the second floor. This place is filling up. A very, very, very cool Pitt event happening today, the Pitt Football Annual Kickoff Luncheon. That gets started at 11:30. All kinds of stuff to expect. Remarks from Chancellor Joan Gable. Alan Green will talk. The Chris Bickle, 1997 head football coach, Pat Narduzzi will talk. Pitt seniors will talk. And Doran Dickerson. I've heard of that guy before. That's right. The All-American tight end and fan morning show host will address the group as well. We'll have an official announcement of the 2025 team captains. And some of those folks will actually stop by our radio setup here. We'll talk to Alan Green, Pitt's athletic director. We'll talk to Pat Narduzzi. We'll talk to a few players and sort of set the stage for this season. There's some just palpable excitement around this team, around college football in general, generally. But I love the way that Pitt is opening the season. I love the way this is going to kick off here in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh Day, August 30th at Acrisure Stadium. It's the first Pitt-Duquesne meeting since 1939. It should be a fantastic environment here. I love seeing the two local programs playing, but, you know, it's a good time of year. It's a great time of year, I should say, kicking things off with the football season, weather getting a little bit cooler, and a lot to make of this Pitt football team. We did it in the first hour. Limits and I were kind of breaking down some things that we were looking for. Excitement surrounding year two of Eli Holstein in a Cade Bell offense. I can't imagine, again, I've never played quarterback at the college level, played quarterback at the high school level, but Cade Bell's offense, not easy to decipher, and that's something that Eli Holstein has talked about this offseason, things kind of slowing down a little bit, being able to make those progressions. And both Pat Narduzzi and Cade Bell talking about how much they've seen Eli Holstein grow. So that's going to be a significant storyline with Pitt. Desmond Reed, what happens with him? Probably my favorite player to watch on this Pitt team, if we're being honest, because of his running style, because of his very skill set. I talked about this before, but there's speed. There's shiftiness. He can go outside, but he can also drop his shoulder and just run over somebody. Now, obviously, the Panthers need to be cognizant of Desmond Reed staying healthy, but his ability to do it all is honestly extremely fun. He's a preseason first-team All-American. And get this, I love this number. I wrote a column recently about Des Reed, and I cited this because I love it so much. He's the only player in the country with three games of 100-plus receiving yards and 50-plus rushing yards. The last time anybody did that once, Christian McCaffrey in 2015. Pretty good. Reed and C.J. Spiller from Clemson are the only two FBS players to record 900-plus rushing yards, 500-plus receiving yards, and 150-plus return yards and a touchdown in each category in a single season. So, again, it's one of those incredibly specific and seemingly arbitrary stats, but it's really not. What it's telling us that he does a little bit of everything and does it extremely well. He's an explosive player and fun to watch, and he's also not the only weapon that Pitt has. Not even close, but I do hope we get a chance to talk with Des about his season upcoming, about staying healthy, about what this Pitt offense can become, because there's a lot of intrigue. And that's not the most interesting part of Pitt. You can easily make that argument. If I flip over to the defensive side a little bit, some of what they achieved in last year's campaign, very, very good. A lot of impressive numbers. They were sixth in sacks per game at 3.15, fourth in tackles for a loss, 8.2 per game, fifth in defensive touchdowns with four. You've got a bona fide All-American in Kyle Lewis, obviously not the only playmaker, but the playmaker that a lot of people are going to know the best. And as Limit said in our first hour, can easily be a top 15 pick, a first-round pick. I don't know, Limits. What's the upper end for Kyle Lewis and where you think he could potentially be selected if things go according to plan?
Yeah, and I really haven't looked at too many mock drafts yet, just because things can change so significantly. Yeah. That's kind of my argument with the quarterbacks, with the Steelers too. Like, we don't know. We need to see one additional season before we know if Lenore Sellers is good or Klubnik is good or Aller is good. So I think Kyle Lewis, based on what he did last year, overall production leader of the Sharks, just a younger guy that is blossoming now as an upperclassman, really has that upside because he has all the physical traits. It's very clear that he has the leadership and the mental traits needed at the position to be able to be an elite player. I think what you're looking for him to be able to do this year is probably how does he improve in coverage? How does he continue to improve in defending the run? And also the leadership aspect of it. How does he command the defense? How does he communicate defensively? Basically, as you know, another coach on the field. I think he's that capable of leading the Pitt defense.
You know what's funny, Limits? When we talk about the Steelers defense and them being, you know, I don't want to say cocky, that's probably not the right word, but they're full of confidence in saying these things, and they get ridiculed for it. But at Pitt, you've got this group of linebackers that knows it's good. They've created this culture, the Sharks, you know, a bit of a competitive edge, something that makes them them, and that's a good thing, as it should be. But that's my argument for the Steelers, where, like, I want them to have a competitive edge. I want them to find something that is only theirs. I actually love that about what Pitt has done and its linebacking group and the legacy that has sort of been passed down here. Like, I was at Acrisure when Servacia Dennis came back and was talking about, hey, I recruited all those guys. I brought them in. Those are like my little brothers. I was with them on recruiting visits, and now to see them achieving things that I was never able to achieve, that gives me a lot of pride. And so now I think about all the growth that you're talking about with Kyle Lewis, Rasheem Biles, anybody like that, and you know how the older brothers look at them, but also seeing these guys grow year to year. To me, that's what college football is all about.
Plus McIntyre, Brookins, another year, battle in the secondary. They return a ton of starters defensively, Jason, and that's where they're going to need to be able to thrive. Offensively with Cade Bell, we know how quick they like to operate. We know how many offensive sets they like to possess. But I feel like it's going to be up to Pat Narduzzi's defense to be able to set the tone, set the standard in the ACC.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They've got the starters. They've got the talent. And there's Pat Bostic. He is here. I feel like Pat was wired for events like this.
The paddy wagon.
By the way, the paddy wagon. If you could, like, genetically modify somebody that would thrive in a setting like this, that person would not come out of the factory looking like me. It would come out of the factory looking like Pat Bostic. Friendly to everybody, liked by all. So,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.